Oklahoma's Spanish speakers have more access to severe weather information now than they did 2 years ago when tornadoes ripped through Moore and other parts of the Oklahoma City metro. But as KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, despite the improvements, gaps in communication remain.
Jesus Lopez shows off some of the forecasting equipment at the local Telemundo studio in Oklahoma City.
Then from there, I see if there's some vorticity. Vorticity means there's energy, rotating energy for me. If there's
any A few months ago, right now, Lopez became the only certified Spanish-speaking broadcast meteorologist in Oklahoma. Before he started this gig, the 26-year-old was an elementary school science teacher in his hometown of Miami, Florida. He uses that classroom experience to educate viewers about severe weather, keeping the terminology basic and using lots of visuals.
I know for a fact that I will start changing people's mentality to be weather aware, just not to change it drastically, just to always be weather aware, especially here in Oklahoma.
The fact that Lopez is here is a big step toward improving severe weather information for Oklahoma's Spanish speakers. A tornado and the ensuing flooding on May the 31st, 2013, killed over 20 people, including a Guatemalan family who drowned after taking cover in a drainage ditch. A National Weather Service assessment found a lack of warning and forecasting resources in Spanish, and residents weren't prepared. At the time, the local Telemundo affiliate didn't have a meteorologist.
Unfortunately, a big event had to happen, but things are getting better. For example, last week, we had 3 tornadoes almost in the Metroplex, and I was here 7 hours in a row on live TV telling them what was going to happen.
The Red Cross now has a Spanish tornado recovery smartphone app, and Red Cross leaders opened a shelter with bilingual volunteers after the most recent tornado outbreak. Jesus Lopez reaches out to his audience on Facebook and distributes a Spanish storm preparedness pamphlet. Spanish radio stations broadcast Lopez's wall-to-wall severe weather coverage. But there are still barriers. Rick Smith is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Norman. He says his agency posts some weather alerts on its website in Spanish, but those are computer-based translations. And some things are lost in translation, like the meaning of a watch and a warning.
Well, we're talking about life and death messages that, you know, of whether to seek shelter underground from a tornado or whether to get to higher ground because of a flash flood. The nuances and the different layers of meaning in some of those messages can literally make the difference between life and death.
English speakers have several television and radio stations and a whole bunch of social media tools, a Twitter hashtag, websites, and other sources for instantaneous information, like push notifications. So if the power goes out, there are still other ways to get info. Spanish speakers have less to rely on.
That's an issue. It is more difficult to have that redundancy, to have those multiple layers of information that we really encourage people to have.
Pues estaba escuchando la televisión.
2 weeks ago, on May the 6th, a tornado outbreak struck the Oklahoma City metro. Laura Ortega says she took cover in her bedroom closet during the tornado warning and watched TV to see what was going on. The channel she was watching, Channel 9. In English. She says she watched Channel 9 because they were monitoring the rotation, where the tornado was forming, and watching where it was going. She's lived here for 21 years, and that's the weather coverage she's always watched. Joy Pinley is a researcher at the University of Oklahoma, and she's leading a class that's finding ways to improve severe weather communication with the Spanish-speaking community. She says Hispanics in Oklahoma are still learning to trust Telemundo's local weather coverage.
There's still higher levels of trust in the English media, even though the people don't understand English. So, you know, that'll take time in the community for the Spanish media to build that trust. But I think they're doing the positive things to build that.
Nobody knows the number of certified Spanish-speaking broadcast meteorologists in the United States. The American Meteorological Society estimates there are about a dozen, but there could be more. As Jesus Lopez sees it, the supply is not meeting the demand.
In the United States, the Hispanic community is growing, but not the meteorologist.
Not enough meteorologists to prepare speakers of the country's second most common language. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.